The Google Podcast app is going away in April. Right now, I want you to take a look at the podcast app you're using right now. Maybe it's time for a new one. Check out podcastapps.com and try a new one for free right now. That's podcastapps.com.
Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Innovonics Broadcast provides authentic radio audio processing, RDS messaging, and signal monitoring through a wide range of products and has been manufacturing broadcast equipment for over 45 years. We're with Ben Barber, the president and CEO of Innovonics. Ben, you've been there for the majority of those, correct?
I've been here since 1988. Yeah, the company started in 72, so I've been around a while, seen a lot of things.
All right. Well, real good. Now, you say, I've seen in a recent piece that Innovonics has been social distancing since 2015. I think I know what you mean, but why don't you expound on that?
Well, it's, in these times, anything for marketing, you gotta get your hooks in. And somebody mentioned, with all your site streamers and being able to remotely monitor sites since 2015, you guys have been doing social distancing. So we decided to take that on and kind of play with it and run with it. Our site streamers started out back in 2015. We had an engineer that was local here, and he has a little 10-watt translator that's aimed down in a canyon. And it's about 60 miles away from here. And there's no way that he knows if that translator's on the air or off the air unless somebody calls him up and says, hey, you've been off the air for the last 3 days. And so the idea of being able to remotely monitor a transmitter, a 10-watt transmitter, was the birth of the site streamers. And so that's how we have been socially distancing since 2015.
All right, we will get into site streamers shortly, but give us a rundown of the key products and services that Innovonics Broadcast offers.
We really offer three different lines of products. The first is RDS. We do encoding, decoding, all sorts of different ways to monitor RDS. You can connect it up to your automation system and send out artist song title information. You can do ads. You can monetize it that way, your RDS carrier. Then we also do audio processing for AM, FM, and HD audio processing. That's pretty straightforward. And then also all sorts of monitoring, signal monitoring for AM transmitters, FM transmitters, HD. And then we do all sorts of monitoring for rebroadcasting receivers, that sort of thing. So those are the three lines, RDS, audio processing, and monitoring.
All right. You have a new product, the Sophia 568, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then let's talk about this site streamer and give us a rundown of that and maybe how it's different from some of the other offerings that Innovonics has in site streaming, the product line of site streamers.
Okay. Yeah, we came out, the original site streamers were InnoMinis. So they were very small. They were 1/3 rack. You could fit three of them in a 19-inch rack shelf. And they were very basic. They're just a radio with a internet connection, pretty much. That's what they amount to. The Sophia, we jumped forward, and that line does AM, FM, and HD. And it's a lot more powerful box. So within the more power you get, more alarms, you get better alarm logs, more data information. In the Sophia 568, like you were saying, the HD version, you actually have artist and song title information along with the artist experience. So you can do images and review those via the web interface. And also, along with that, you can have alarms. So if your image doesn't update, or it gets stuck on an image, or the metadata doesn't update, it can alarm you for that. And it can do all, multiple HDs at a time. So if you're tuned to your one transmitter and you've got four HD streams going out, then it can monitor all four simultaneously. So it's quite powerful.
Ben Barber, President CEO of Innovonics, with us. You have, and I've been up there looking at it, playing around with it. It's kind of fun. A live demo center on the website for Innovonics. Tell us about this.
The demo center has every product that we manufacture that has an Ethernet connection on it. And so a user can go into that. It's a link on our website. We ask people to go ahead and check those out. All of our products that have a web interface are very similar to one another. And so if you're familiar with the InnoMini 635's web interface and you jump over to the Sophia 568, the look and the feel will be very similar. And so we put all those up there. We want people to go to them and tune around to local stations here in our market, which is the Bay Area, Monterey Bay Area, actually, and look and feel how the units operate. The other thing that it helps with is with our sales staff. If somebody calls up and says, "Hey, does this unit do X, Y, and Z?" We can say, "Hey, jump on the website. Let's go to that unit and walk them through it." And usually what we do is we say, "Now click over here. You'll see the menu on the left." We let them do the entire thing because it's very intuitive.
Sure. And you can go to the Innovonics website, InnovonicsBroadcast.com, and there's a direct link right on the front home page. Your product line, of course, includes audio processors. How can low power FMs now in play and more being built out, how can they benefit from the Innovonics product line?
We have two different processor lines. One is our David 4 processor, which has been around for a number of years. It's a 5-band processor. It's a little bit higher end. And then we came out recently with our Novia series of processors, and we have three. There's a AM version, a stereo left-right-in, left-right-out version, and a, yes, in and out. And then we have the Novia 272, which is audio in, a complete stereo generator built in, and also an RDS encoder. So they're very well priced, budget friendly, I guess you could say.
Sure.
They're half rack units, and they all three have the same 3-band processing engine. But they do a great job. They have day parting in them. So if you are a LP, FM, or any kind of an FM actually, or any kind of a station, and you do maybe a predominantly talk during the day and then a music at night, or vice versa, you can actually have it change its processing settings depending upon the time of day, day of the week, all that. So it has a remote web interface. You can listen to the audio coming into the processor. You can listen to the audio going out of the processor through its web interface. And you can even use a stream as a backup. So if your main audio goes down, the way you get it to the transmitter site, you can have it switch to a stream and keep you on the air broadcasting what you would normally be doing.
All right, Ben, anything you would like to highlight about Innovonics that we may not have touched on?
Innovonics, it's a great place. It's a great company. We enjoy what we do. Back when we started in 1972, we were doing reel-to-reel tape deck electronics. And we soon found out that if we continued that line forever, we'd all be in the unemployment line. So in-house, we have a saying that says innovate or die. Publicly facing, which I'm obviously sharing this, we say always innovating. And it so many companies that we've seen in the broadcast industry go under because they have not innovated. And that is really our goal, is to always continue innovating and bringing new products to market and just evolving with the market so that we stay current. Because if we don't, we'll die.
Ben Barber, President CEO of Innovonics, right here on Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast.
For listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.